On our way in from Eretz Yisrael, we were hoping that we wouldn't have the same mishap that we had last year. Our flight was late from Eretz Yisrael. We never got to the plane that we were supposed to take in order to get to Miami. It was getting a little bit close there to today, but we did have the same problem today that we had a year and a half ago when we were on our way to say a shir to the Kollel, and that is we came but our baggage didn't come. But so I said to my son, you know what you learn from this? You can't take it with you. The main thing is, you know, we're going to take all of our baggage with you. Take it at Menemen, Maisim Tevim we will take, but the rest of it, it's Nisim that it got here. I'm going back now 40, 45 years ago. I learned the tshuva in the Sridei Eish, the Yechiel Yankel Weinberg. And this tshuva of the Sridei Eish, I would say over the years, had a great impact on me. Every few years it would come up again and would create for me the opportunity to understand it's another halacha, another Maimon Chazal. So I'm going to take you on the same journey. It's a topical journey. He deals with the question that the Achrayim asked, why is there no bracha on the mitzvah of Mishleach Manas? I say, can Shalom say so? It's Yigonu. I'm Mishleach Manas. It's a mitzvah. Why don't we say a bracha? So he says, according to the Rashba, who by tzedakah says that you don't make a bracha on tzedakah because maybe the oni won't take the money. Highly unlikely, but maybe he won't. So that means I've made a bracha on the bracha of Atolos. He says he can't say that with regard to Mishleach Manas. Because by Mishleach Manas, the Hamar Paskins clearly, if the intended recipient of the Mishleach Manas says, no thank you. I have fulfilled the mitzvah of Mishleach Manas. I keep the whole big, beautiful Mishleach Manas, and I have fulfilled the mitzvah. Same Cain, he says, therefore we have to look for another reason why you don't make a bracha. Could be the Rashba means that you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that requires another person. So the same thing is here. And maybe that's the reason why there's no mitzvah, there's no bracha on the mitzvah of giving truma. But he says that the real pshat why you don't make a bracha on mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, because the purpose of Mishloach Manos is laharbos abo v'archvos sholom v'cheos. The moment you say the word v'tzivanu, you've killed it. The moment you say, I should show him it says so, with great kavanah, v'tzivanu, then all of a sudden it turns into an act that I'm doing because I have to do. Not because I really like you. I have to fulfill the mitzvah of Mishleach Manas. You're the only one that happens to be around here. Take my miserable Shalach Manas and I will have fulfilled the mitzvah. Asher Gitshon v'tzeisav v'tzivanu. The essay that I believe he is establishing is, and he quotes a Rambam, it's kedai to learn the Rambam in the sixth parak of the Shemaneh Prakon La Rambam. There is such a thing as doing a mitzvah, though there is no v'tzivanu. There are certain things we expect people to do because it's the right thing to do. You don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of kibud av v'eim. V'tzivanu? To be mazda the Sridei Eish in brisker terminology, if you say a bracha v'tzivanu either for kibud av v'eim or for mishloach manos, you are turning father and mother into a chefze. I have a chefze shel mitzvah called a tata and a mama. I just now fulfilled the mitzvah. I mean, what would I do if I wouldn't have them? I couldn't fulfill the mitzvah. They're my object of mitzvah. I need to fulfill a mitzvah of Mishleach Manes, so I have somebody with whom I can fulfill the mitzvah. Baruch Hashem, mitzivanu. There's the great story, and I've heard already the story, you said that it has gone through all sorts of gilgulim. I remember the Shas Meiser, or so I think I do. Blushev Rebbe, Tzadik Racha, was ill, and somebody in Barapak called him, he says he wants to come visit the Rebbe. Rebbe says, no, you don't have to bother. It's not important. So he says, but Rebbe, I want to fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. So the Rebbe said, you should know, I'm a gavra, I'm not a chefza. I'm not your object of mitzvah. You want to come to visit me because you care about me, versteh? But you want to come, so it's another notch in your belt. You've racked up another mitzvah. I did a mitzvah today. I better watch myself, but I'll tell you, I can't. A few months ago, I was reading a paper in Eretz Yisrael. Some big Rebbe had died, and they had a story of his lifetime. So they said about his father that his father lost 12 children and never cried once. Then he lost his mother, and he cried uncontrollably. So they asked the Rebbe, "You lost 12 children, and you didn't cry. And now your mother died, you're crying uncontrollably." So he said, "Because I've lost the mitzvah of Kibud Aim." I read the story. I said, "This is ridiculous. This is nonsense. This is shekel gomor. This is gross stupidity. One cries for a mama because a mama is a mama. A mama is not your object. Oh, I got a mama, boy, I can fulfill mitzvahs." Nonsense. And I'll tell you, I had the experience the following day. I went to be Menachem Avil, somebody in Har Nof. They'd lost a mother. She was 95, 96, and here are quite grown children. One of them had been a chaver of mine in Ner Yisrael many, many moons ago. And they start telling me this story. So I said, "Oy vey, you're not going to tell me that silly story." And I told him the story. He says, yeah, there was somebody here yesterday and told us this story. And this poor woman felt that never she had cried for her mother because she lost a mother. If she would have really been strong, she would have cried for her mother because she lost the mitzvah of Kibud Aim. So I told her, "You're right, and the story is nonsense. A mama is a mama. A tata is a tata. Not everything has to be v'tzivanu. That's the yesod of the Sridei Eish. You can't say v'tzivanu on Mishloach Manas. The purpose of Mishloach Manas is to create a sense of friendship, of camaraderie. And the moment you say v'tzivanu, there it goes. It's just not the same thing anymore. I'm doing it because there's a tzivut. Not everything has to be a tzivut. Not everything has to be a tzivut." That's basically the Sridei Eish. And I just want to point out to you how this is going to express itself in many other areas. For example, the first Malbim Parshas Truma. We're in the Parshas now of Truma, the Tzavik, the Tisa, the Yakel, the Kudai, the Yikuli Truma. I'm going to read the words of the Malbim. It's two lines. Lo omar v'yitnu li truma. It doesn't say they shall give for me truma. Sho'oz ha'yon mitzvah sasei v'chiyuv al kol echod litein. If it would have said v'yitnu li truma, then it means it's an obligation on every Jew to give. You have to give. V'Hashem rotza sh'truma zu tiyeh me'nidvas leiv. The Ratzon Chavshi, the Rebbe Hashem wanted that donations to the Mishkan should be out of the freeness and fullness of one's heart, not because of Tzivanu. Kol Ish Ashe Yedvenu Libo. Lo Ayedei Shum Hechrech. Nothing should coerce him to fulfill it. V'im Hoya Tzivu Sheyitnu. Would it have said V'yitnu Li Truma? Hayu Nosnim Behechrech Ayedei Tzivu. People would have to give, because this is the way we have to give. Imagine the Rebbe Hashem doesn't want He needs a house. He wants to be mashkin shchinas over Klal Yisrael, so he's going to coerce them to give. You want to give, give. You don't want to give, don't give. There are certain things that the Rebbeinu wants to come from the fullness of one's heart, from one's neshama. And Mishkan v'yikuli tuma, not v'yikuli tuma. There is another fascinating Rashi. Where do I have this Rashi? It's a Rashi at the end of Parshas Yisrael. V'mizbach havanim. Pasuk says, "V'mizbach havanim tassel." If you're going to make a mizbeach of havanim, of stones, lo tivne pen gazit. You're not supposed to hew and cut the stones. Kichar b'chohi naftal over tzavat chalal. So Rashi brings in the name of the Mechilta, Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Kol im v'im shebat Torah, wherever it says im in Torah, rushus. It means this is something that is optional. It's not obligatory. Chutz mi gimel. There are only three places where im means something you must do. The Pashta says that the word im means if you're going to do such and such, do it this way. And what are the three? Im mizbach havanim tasalim mizbach havanim. What do you mean? If you're going to make a mizbeach havanim, there's a mitzvah to make a mizbeach havanim. You have to make a mizbeach. So of course, how do you have to explain the im as meaning kasher, when you are going to make a mizbeach? Don't you and cut the stones. In kesef tal ve'ani is the second one that Rabbi Yishmael says. If you're going to lend money, there's a mitzvah to lend money to a person who needs a loan. So you have to understand that that im is chova, it's obligatory, it's not rishus. Im minchas bikurim. If you're going to bring minchas bikurim, what do you mean if you're going to bring? You have to bring. So therefore, Rabbi Yishmael says in the filter, three places where it says im and it's chova, it's not rishus. But there's one question that remains. So why did the Torah write in? If it's chova, so the Torah should have said, Mizbach Havonim, Tasili, Kesef Talveh Tami, Minchat Bikurim Tami. Pshat is, by these three mitzvahs, you know what the Rebbeinu Shem wanted to get across? He wanted to get across the idea that though this is a chova, he wants that you should fulfill it, even if it's not a chova. In kesef talvez ami, yes, I'm telling you, you have to lend the money, but you can do it in one of two ways. You can do it because I have to, or you're going to do it because you want to do it. Bikurim is the yesod of hakoras hatov. I want you to bring bikurim. It's a mitzvah. The question is, how do you do it? Do you do it to you, kofo shed? You understand? I have to do it. Or are you going to fulfill the mitzvah of bikurim with a sense of, I want to do it? Im is bachavanim. Tasali lo tivnet hen gazit. Mizbech is carbon. Carbon, that's yesod hayadus. So you can do it. And so you're coerced to do it. Or you can do it with a sense of nidvas leiv. So here again, Torah wants to point out, yes, mitzvah. But not every mitzvah has to be done ki'ilu v'tzivanu. It may very well have to be just like mishlach manas. The fact is that this is said, there's also a yesod in the Mesilas Yesharim, in chapter 18, when he talks about the midas hachasidus, so he describes what's the pshat of Midas HaChasidus, and he says the following: Hinei Shoresh HaChasidus Hu Masha Omru Zichrono L'Vrocha, the Yesod, the fundamental principle of Chasidus is Ashrei Odom Sha'amolo B'Torah V'Osen Nachas Ruach Liotro. Fortunate is a person who toils in Torah and he does Nachas Ruach to his Creator. V'ho Inyan Hu. And he goes on to explain that we know what the mitzvahs are. We know what the obligations and responsibilities that a Jew have. We know what the Rebbeinu Shem wants from us. But our relationship with the Rebbeinu Shem should be the relationship of a father and a mother. the relationship that I have to a father and a mother, do parents always have to tell me to take out the garbage? Or do I ever learn the sense of it for 50 years, you know, when they want that it should be done? There are things that we should be able to know, and we do know. What would make them happy? What is it that they want? The same thing is true, the Tzilas Yisrael says, with regard to our relationship to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. From all of Torah, you can get a feeling of what Ratzon Hashem is. No chov is necessary there, no mitzvah, no obligation. The chassid is the one who senses in his neshama, in his whole mahus, he senses what is Ratzon Hashem. And on the basis of that, he acts. Not all of Torah is a matter of command, command, command. The chassid is the one who's able to take the giant step further. I know already, from what Torah says. Yeah, well, isn't it similar to what the Ramban says on Vosisa HaYosher V'Hatov? So Ramban says, Vosisa HaYosher V'Hatov, listen, Torah can't tell you every last detail of how to conduct yourself with your fellow Jew. You have to have a little seichel when you take a look at Dinei HaTorah so you understand already what Torah wants. In Cain, you should be able to extrapolate into other situations what would make the Rebbein Shem happy here. What's the right thing to do? What is HaYosher V'Hatov? Not everything has to be spelled out. We should be able to have that sense. What is Ritzon Hashem? And we should be ready to do that which is Ritzon Hashem. So it's an amazing, that whole chapter in the Mesillas Yisrael is tremendous. Alright, so we have we've begun with the Svidei Eish. Why don't we say a bracha on the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos? And he says, Vitzivanu, would already militate against the entire intent of the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, which is Laharbos Reus. Three mitzvahs in Torah that are introduced by the word im, in order to tell us that even though it is indeed an obligatory mitzvah, our responsibility is to do it ke'ilu there is no tzifut. Then of course we have the Malvin who brings the yikvuli truma, thereby truma, indeed donations to the Mishkan, were taka completely voluntary. There was no mitzvah at all. We're going to go a giant step further. There's a big machlokes, or Soloveitchik brings it in one of the opening shiurim in Al HaTshuva. Is tshuva a mitzvah, or is tshuva not a mitzvah? One who reads the first halach in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says, Kol HaMitzvah Sheva Torah, Bein Asei, Bein Lo Tasei, Im Ovar Odom Alachas Mehen, Bein Bezodon, Bein Bishgoga, Tisheyaseh Tshuva, listen carefully to the words of the Rambam, person was over on any aver in Torah, when he does tshuva, v'yoshuv micheto, and he turns back from sinning, chayev lehisvados lifnei hakeil baruch hu. He has an obligation to say vidui. Shenema, isho isho, ki yasu mikol chatos ha'odam, v'hisvadu es chatos ha'masher osu. Have to say vidui. You have to be able to take the feelings of tshuva and express them verbally. It has to come out to the light of day. As long as it's only in your mind or in your heart, it's not enough. The Russian wants that you should say it. The moment you say it, it takes on real life. And then he goes on to say, Vidui zeh, mitzvah saseh, keitzad misvada, haru on Hashem. And these are chandans, we've gone through them often. Often, on Hashem, Chotosi, Ovisi, Pashati, Lefanecho, Vasisi, Kach, Vekach, Vahare Nichanti, Vavoshti, I regret and I'm ashamed. So, on this Rambam, there are, of course, a number of Akronim who say that it's, you read the Rambam is clearly saying that there is a mitzvah of Vidui. The Rambam doesn't say there's a mitzvah to do tshuva. The Rambam says, Kishayase tshuva, when a person is going to do tshuva, you know what he's supposed to do? Then he is supposed to say, Vidui. The Rav rejected the idea of tshuva is not a mitzvah. Tshuva is not a mitzvah. Can't be. Can't be. And he brings a number of truths to his position. First is the kotetet, the headline, the introduction to Hilchos Tshuva. It says, Mitzvah Saseh Achas. In these 10 chapters, they're going to be, there will be one mitzvah. V'hu sheyoshev hachotei mecheto lifnei Hashem v'yizvada. That a person, the sinner, should do tshuva before God and say vidun. Here the Lashon sounds slightly different. It seems that the mitzvah is to do tshuva. He brings also from the second chapter in Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam says, Umahi ha-tshuva. The Rambam wants to define and describe what is tshuva. By virtue of the fact already that the Rambam is saying, Mahi ha-tshuva, he doesn't say, Mahi ha-vidui. That he said already. Umahi ha-tshuva, that means that there is a mitzvah of tshuva. And the Rambam goes on to say, number one, Shiazov ha-chotei cheto v'yisira v'machshavto, a person should put it out of his mind. V'yigmar b'libo shalai lo yaseh yuo, then he decides he will never do it again. Shenema, quotes a pasuk from Yeshayahu, Yazov rosho darkei v'yish oven machshavesov v'yashov v'lashem v'yirachameu v'lo lekenu v'yarbel uslach. The pain also, the second step is he has to have charot in Yisnachem al Shavar, he has to have charot on the past. Shenema, pasuk in Yirmiyo, ki acharei shuvi nichamti. After I did tshuva, then I really had charata. When I see the beauty of tshuva and the beauty of having a relationship with the relationship, I have even greater charata about the chet that I did. And the third is he has to be mekabel and lahava until yoyed all of yodeh talumas, the relationship who knows all secrets will be able to testify about him, then he's never going to do it again. And he brings a passage from Hoshea. V'lo nomad od Eloheinu l'maaseh yadeinu. No more. No more. So here the Rambam is describing what is tshuva, which would seem to indicate that there is a mitzvah of tshuva. Then there's a third proof that the Rav brings. This is already later on in chapter 6 or 7. 7. Where the Rambam says the following, Kol ha-Nevi'im kulam tzivu ala tshuva, all the Nevi'im commanded that we do tshuva. Vein Yisrael nigol and elo b'tshuva, Yisrael will be redeemed only through tshuva. Ukvad hiftika Torah, the Torah already was, the Torah already promised, shesof Yisrael lasses tshuva b'sof golum tom, the end is that Klal Yisrael is going to do tshuva at the end of their exile. Umiyad heim nigol and immediately they're going to be redeemed. Shenema, in the parsha of tshuva, V'hoyo ki yavo alecho kol advarim ho'ele v'shafta ad Hashem elokecha v'shav Hashem elokecha et shvutcha v'nichamecha v'shav v'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim ha'aseh et titzcha Hashem elokecha shama. So I know I would say that it's a little bit b'tchila u'dechimu that I want to take issue with the Chav. So listen, it's Torah, so listen, so I'll take issue with him. Maybe if he would hear what I have to say, he might even have said, sure, not bad. That's me. I don't think any of the proofs that the Rav brings are really proofs that there's a mitzvah of tshuva. Adrabe, from the place that he brings the proofs, I would say is an indication that there is no mitzvah min ha-Torah to do tshuva. For example, the last halacha. Kol ha-Nevi'im kulam tzivu ala tshuva v'ein Yisrael nigol en elo b'tshuva. I don't believe the Rambam any place says Kol ha-Nevi'im kulam tzivu ala Shabbos. Kol ha-Nevi'im kulam tzivu al ha-Kashrus. You know why they don't? The Nevi'im ha-Mitzava and tshuva, because there is no mitzvah of tshuva min ha-Torah. You did a chait. There has to be an mitzvah that you should do tshuva. You're not falling apart at the seams. And what a terrible thing. You are murdered by Malchus Shamayim. You don't have charata. The Rebbe Shema has to tell you, do tshuva. And not only that, in that Rambam, one of the few psukim in all of Torah that could have been a source for the mitzvah of tshuva, the Rambam uses it in a different way. Listen to the words of the Rambam. Kol anavim kulam tzivu ala tshuva, vein yisrael nigolan elu b'tshuva, ukvar hifticha Torah, the Torah has already guaranteed shesov, the sov galuson, klal yisrael will do tshuva, and what pasuk does he bring? Shenema, v'hoyo ki yavo alecha kol advonim el, v'shavta ad Hashem elokecha. How do you learn the word v'shavta? Do you learn the word v'shavta ad Hashem elokecha? You shall or you will? All the difference in the world. If v'shavta ad Hashem elokecha means you shall return, then there's a mitzvah of tshuva. But what happens if you learn that v'shavta means and you will? It's a haftacha that you should know. Klal Yisrael in fact will, I'm telling you, nevuah, Klal Yisrael will do tshuva. So that means the Rambam is taking the one pasuk that could have been an indication that there is a mitzvah of tshuva, and he uses it not for mitzvah, but for haftacha la'asid. It would seem that there certainly is no pasuk in Torah for the mitzvah of tshuva. Furthermore, the Rambam that we learned in the second parak of Hilchos Tshuva, mahi hatshuva, what is tshuva? And the Rambam begins to tell us what tshuva is. It's a little strange, that the chote should be ozev cheto b'yisido mimachshavto, and he couldn't find any proof of this b'chol ha'teira kula. He had to bring a pasuk in Yeshayahu, yazav rosh edarko v'yishov emachshav esov. He wants to tell us that he is said of tshuvis charata ha'lo'ava. It's not a pasuk in Torah that he's going to bring in order to prove that. He has to bring us a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, acharei shuvi nichamti. A yesod of tshuva is kabbalah al ha'asid. Can't find any place in Torah where it says anything of the sort. He has to take us to Hosea. V'lo nomar od aleheinu l'maseh yedeinu. Adarabah, from this Rambam, it would seem that the taki is no mitzvah of tshuva in our Torah. What am I going to do with the introduction? Mitzvah saseh achas v'hu sheyoshuv hachote mecheto lifnei Hashem v'yizvada. Sheyoshuv hachote mecheto lifnei Hashem v'yizvada. I don't read this as meaning that you should do tshuva. You know what the Rambam is saying? The Rambam is saying, after you have gone through the agonizing, painful process of regret, and finally the decision, you're not going to do it again. Kabbalah ala asid, you've gone through all of that, which is ikar hatshuva, and you've done that not because there's a mitzvah. Then the next step is, you have to do tshuva lifnei Hashem. You know how you do tshuva lifnei Hashem? V'yizvada. That whole process that is the heart of tshuva, the agony, the pain, the suffering, the guilt, all of that, no chiyuv min haTorah. I have a few proofs. I found a paragraph in the Chibur HaTshuva of the Me'iri. Just listen to a few sentences.
Why is the
elements of tshuva for HaKadosh Baruch Hu chiyuv? What?
Why is the video
of chiyuv? The
falling part of the
scenes, because... First of all, because it says v'hisvada. There is a pasuk in Torah that says v'hisvada. Once we have that pasuk, then already we can explain its importance, because all thoughts or feelings are nebulous. They can come and go, they can disappear. There are a lot of things that we don't want to admit to ourselves, but when we finally have the guts, the courage, and the strength to say chotasi, it's therapeutic. It changes the whole mahus of an individual. Torah is right. Rambam is right. The vidui is a powerful vehicle to cement and solidify and make concrete the mitzvah of tshuva. Now listen to this paragraph from the Fibra Tshuva of the Meiri. When a person comes to do tshuva, he says, you know how this tshuva is supposed to be done? Lo ha'eiratuhu b'tshuva ha'i. He was not aroused to do that tshuva because of chushat teva. Weak, you know, he can't take the guilt, he can't take it all. Ozikna, or maybe he's old already and one sees the end coming, so he's doing tshuva. Oheder hazmona v'yecholas, he's not doing tshuva because he just doesn't have the opportunity to do the avera. Shucks, he has no opportunity to do the avera, so he goes ahead and he does tshuva. O tochachas mochiach, he's not doing tshuva because somebody admonished him, somebody gave him musar. O riyato onesh acherim, and it's not because he saw somebody else who was punished. And therefore, on this Aveira, and therefore, Sof Dova, listen to this. Sof Dova, Lohit Orer Libo Lesiva Min Hasivos Rak Shehi Heiratehu Tov Kavanoso. There is nothing that coerced him. There's nothing that brought him to it, except himself. You know what the Meiri is describing? A tshuva that comes completely without vitzivanu. And that's the Iker HaTshuva. Tshuva should have to be vitzivanu? What kind of tshuva is that? You don't know yourself that you have to do tshuva, that you did something terrible? So therefore he says, this whole agonizing process is something not a simple, not any sibom in hasibos, only tov kavanoso. Because the man, he's boning b'achrito, he takes a look what the end is going to be with him. He was machnia libo, v'yitzro, lachul Hashem Yisbarach, all on his own. Nothing from without. No external stimulus whatsoever. That's real tshuva. And no external stimulus means no mitzvah. The Rebbe Hashem is saying, you've decided to do tshuva. Now I want to tell you, I also have a condition. This tshuva, you have to express it through me. I want you to say it out. I want you to say it. I want to hear it. I want to hear chotasi or visi poshati or shanu or gadnu. That's what I want to hear.
That sounds like tshuva mi'ahava.
I don't know. That's not the.
I'm
just, yeah. Oh, I just remind myself something that I, God, this is years ago that I said it. That's the pshat. The Chachmei HaKabbalah say, what's the pshat? Yom HaKippurim, a day like Purim. What do you mean? Purim is the most frivolous day of the year. Yom HaKippurim Yom HaKadosh is the most serious day of the year. So you want to tell me, if you want to know what Yom Kippur is, take a look at Purim. What can Purim tell us about Yom Kippur? So I want to say, what's the Iker of Purim? Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim aleim v'al-Zagam, whatever they accepted at Sinai, through Kriya, Kofa HaKadosh Baruch aleim har-Kigigis, Kigigis, Purim, they were mekabel meiratzon miyava. Yom HaKippurim, tshuva and Yom Kippur has to be like kimu v'kivlu of Purim. Hakol completely from one's free will. I have another proof. Two more proofs I have that tshuva is not a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is vidui. There is one bracha in Shmona Esrei that is so radically different. It blows my mind when I think of it. What are the brachas in Shmein Esra? Chayin Adas, the Chabayin Shem is the one who gives you Das. The Chabayin Shem is Reifei Chayin Yama Yisrael. The Chabayin Shem is Mevarei Chashanim. Mekabeis Nidchei Yisrael. One bracha is so radically different than all of the rest. Baruch Atah Hashem HaRotze B'tshuva. What does HaRotze B'tshuva mean? I'm dependent on you, the Rabbeinu Shem is saying. I can do everything. I can be Reifei Cholim, I can be Metabit Sidchei Yisrael, I can be Bainei Yerushalayim. There's only one thing I can't do. There's one thing that has to come from you. And that's tshuva. So therefore, Chachmei Yisrael Ge'onim. Ha'rotzeh b'tshuva. The Rebbein Shem wants tshuva. Ki'ilu, so to speak, kiviyachol, the Rebbein Shem is dependent on us. And then I found another proof that tshuva is not a mitzvah. Famous Medrash. Medrash says, it's a Medrash in Yecheskel, it's a true place, I think it's in Mishlei. Shalul l'chokhma. They asked Chokhma, chote mahu ansho. Wisdom was asked, what is the punishment for a sinner? Pasuk in Mishlei, chatoyim teradeif ra'a. Evil shall pursue the sinner and destroy him. Shalul l'nevuah, they asked Nevuah, chote mahu ansho, what is the punishment for a sinner? Pasuk in Yecheskel, hanefesh achotas hi tamut. Person sinned, you are murdered by Malchus Shemayim, death. Shalul Torah, they asked Torah, chote mahu ansho, what is the einish of a sinner? Torah answered, yovi osham v'yitkapelo, let him bring a korban osham and he'll be forgiven. Shalul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they asked the Rabbeinu Shalilam, chote mahu ansho, what's the punishment for a chote? And all said, the Rabbeinu Shalilam says, Yasa tshuva, let him go do tshuva v'yiskapelo. You know what it means? Torah, which are the mitzvahs, didn't say do tshuva, because there is no mitzvah of tshuva in Torah. And when the Rebbeinu Shem says it, so the Rebbeinu Shem says, I got good advice for you. Yasa tshuva, and I'm telling you v'yiskapelo. I have a few other areas where this the yesod of not everything has to be a mitzvah. I'm going to take one last one. We'll leave others for some other time. I have to say the truth. There's a little tshuva of Ramesha that for years upset me. Ramesha about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramesha says, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's not an obligatory mitzvah, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you can fulfill a mitzvah, but there's no obligation to go on Aliyah. I then saw, if you look in the Pnine HaRav of Rav Herschel Schechter, on the very first page, he brings that Rav Ishai David, now a Rav in Beit Shemesh, told him that he heard directly from the Rav. Rav Soloveitchik said that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is rak mitzvah kiyumit. It's only an optional mitzvah that if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you fulfill the mitzvah. It's rak mitzvah kiyumit. I'll tell you, one day at a wedding, at one wedding I met Rav Avishai David, at the other one I met Rav Herschel Schechter, and I told both of them, wonderful what the Rav said. I don't like the word chak. You didn't have. It's only a mitzvah kiyumis. I told her a Heschel Schechter too. Because on the basis of everything that I'm saying, I want to say that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, with whom I was so upset by his tshuva until one day I finally think, I understand his tshuva. It's great. You know what Ramesh is saying? You have no obligation to go live in Eretz Yisrael, but you know what you could do? You can fulfill Ritzon Hashem without anybody coercing you. You can give money to the Mishkan, you can do tshuva, and you can go on Aliyah and live in Eretz Yisrael, and you're not going because of Itzivanu. I always wonder what would have happened if Ramesh would have passed him this a chiyuv to go live in Eretz Yisrael. So half of his Talmidim would find another Rosh Yeshiva, and the rest of them, I can imagine the scene on the east side at ABC trading, they're picking out the TV and the fridge for their lift while they're crying their eyes out because Rav Meisha said, I have to go live in Eretz Yisrael, so I better go live. And the guy, I want that fridge. Little does he know that that fridge will never get in the doorway of his apartment there. You know what Rav Meisher did? Rav Meisher is saying that a Jew has the opportunity to in fact fulfill this great mitzvah with nothing coercing him. There is no vitzivanu. There are those who hold that it is a mitzvah. The Chazon Ish writes in the Idros Chazon Ish, Ukvar Huchra'a HaHalacha, the halacha has already been decided that there's a chiyuv of Yishuv Eretzizok, Das HaRambam V'HaRambam. Before I went on Aliyah 25 years ago, I had one of the greatest conversations of my life with Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik L'Bracha. You know Yiddish over here?
Yeah.
I'm not going to take it for granted. I'll say it in Yiddish as he said it, and then I'll translate it into English. You're a whole new generation. I state this about Yiddish. Yankiv told me. Yankiv told me. Reb Sholem Zolzisser Yichalt Asam Mitzvah Heint. This is Almo Given to Veinin and Eretz Yisrael and Voltech Kent Voltech Yetz Geforen in Airport. I tell you, Rav Sholem, I hold that it's a mitzvah today like it always was to live in Eretz Yisrael, and if I could, he was 90 at the time. If I could, I would go to the airport now, get onto a plane, and go to Eretz Yisrael. Aber ich ken nicht. Trust me. He was absolutely right. He had no fear to go on Aliyah. So that was the sheet of the Chazon Ish. That was the sheet of Reb Yankiv. But there's another sheet. Famous story. I love this story. Story is told about Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who's I feel the emptiness of not having Reb Shlomo Zalman. The story is told Reb Shlomo Zalman that there was some fellow in Chutzlaretz that called. He wants to make an appointment. He's coming into Eretz Yisrael. He wants to meet with the Rosh Yeshiva. Anyway, this fellow had prepared himself for a number of months on all the wonders of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Yereise, the Chabonon, Chiyuvis, Kiyumis, Yishuv the Yereise to live there. You know, he had it all down pat. And he finally, the great day comes, he makes it into Eretz Yisrael. He comes to Reb Shlomo Zalman's apartment, walks up the steps over there in Shari Chesed, and he starts telling the Rosh Yeshiva his tale. Reb Shlomo Zalman's an Edel Egid. Reb Shlomo Zalman says to him, "Sinisht Riftik." I mean, this poor fellow was devastated. I mean, what's made the Rosh Yeshiva? Sinisht Riftik, it's not important. And, you know, he tries to get in another shooter. And Reb Shlomo Zalman says, "Sinish Wirtig. Was meant the Rosh Yeshiva Sinish Wirtig? What do you mean?" So he says, "Ich weiß nicht. Efe neu verchumisch, hope no verchumisch. Take a look at any parasha you want, and you know what you'll know? That the Tzon Hashem is that a Jew should live in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Tzon Hashem. I don't care whether it's the Araisa, the Rabbanon, the Yuvis, Kiyuvis. Doesn't make any difference. I hear Reb Shlomo Zalman saying, I don't need a Vitzivanu. That's Ritzon Hashem." So, I love the Psak of Rav Meisher and Rav Soloveitchik. You live in Eretz Yisrael, it's a mitzvah. There's no obligation. No mitzvah for Yuvis to go. Because it's left up to me. I have the opportunity in the fullness of my desire to do Ritzon Hashem. I'm going to do it on my own. I don't need anybody to coerce me. I don't need anybody to coerce me to do tshuva. Mishloach manas is not Ritzivonu. By the way, that's the pshat. What do we say? Neidel lecha Hashem lekeinu al shem chal tol avisenu eretz chemda. What's eretz chemda? Eretz chemda means you desire it. You're supposed to desire it. If you don't desire it, so forget about it. There's nothing to talk about. Rav Meisher said, "Godless." Rav Meisher doesn't want people who are going to come to Eretz Yisrael because Shucks, it's a mitzvah. Mitzvahs, I have to do it. What a mitzvah, you don't have to do it. No, you don't have to do it. But fulfilling the Tzon Hashem, the Chosid of the Mesilas Yesharim, chapter 18, the 3-day age of no bracha v'tzivanu. That's what Ramesh is saying. Ramesh is saying there's no obligation. Hashem doesn't want to coerce Jews to come to Eretz. You don't want to come, don't come. Don't go. But at least you should know that this is Ritzon Hashem. And if it's Ritzon Hashem, then it means even if you can't do it now, but you plan, you hope, you pray, you long, you send your children to learn there. There are a lot of other ways to show the Rav Hashem that you are concerned. I mean, I don't want to make it commercial. You know, you can support Afula too. That's another way. I didn't have that in mind. But Pashut the Yisod of Rav Meish is halacha, and Rav Soloveitchik is precisely that. That doesn't have to be an obligation. This is Rav Shlomo Zalman. Open up a chumash and you'll see what Ritzon Hashem is. That's part of the journey that I took from 40, 45 years ago when I first saw the tshuva of the Yefim Yankov Weinberg, the 3-day age, that took me step by step. Not everything has to be a mitzvah. There's a great deal that the Rebbe Shem wants of us that should be done because we want to do it. There are all sorts of maisa chesed and tzedakah in the area of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. That's most probably the ikkar. The idea of not requiring the tzivanu, but I should be the goyin who figures out what does a friend need, what does a neighbor need, what does a kehila need. There we're talking about non-vitzivanu mitzvahs of the highest order. Just like Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Kanda, and just like the Meir, he says that tshuva should be something that one does without any external coercion. Everything comes mitoch tocho. So it is in every Ben Adam Chavero, so it is with regard to Eretz Yisrael, and so it is with regard to many other areas of Torah. That's it. Thank you.